Well, he took down Gaddafi's tent on Trump's lawn, and he stayed in a Bedouin and breakfast. And in the news, like that Gaddafi tent was erected by the same people who pitched Trump's toupee. About the same capacity, too, square feet. At the UN, President Obama demands the Iranians admit they're Persians. Go back to making rugs. Spin those centrifuges into wool, I think is what he said. It was quite a good speech. Carpet pile, not atomic pile. Said they need to start respecting the nuclear family, starting with dad. Whoa. The murmur, this could get That's ugly right. here. If they start to murmur like that, it could get ugly. Called for President Anita Shaveabad to take a shave, actually. If he shaved, he would have possibly time to think. That's the main thing about shaving. It gives you a chance to think in the morning. Cover me, will you? I'm leaving through the back door.
I'm afraid to say anything.
Yes. President Sarkozy of France demanded that they learn French and drop the headscarves. The Iranians admitted to having a huge underground beauty supply depot. The man buying huge amounts of beauty supplies in New York City turns out not to be a terrorist, but D'Amata Pico of the Cincinnati Bengals. Thank you, John. At the UN climate session, Japan proposes Hello Kitty power plants. President Obama urged the peoples of the world to check their tire pressures. The president announced instead of troops, he'll be sending transformers to Afghanistan. Just one troop, Shia LaBeouf. Jimmy Carter says people disagree with him because he's white. In yet another twist to a sordid tale, John Edwards admits to mothering the child. Football stadiums are on alert looking for terrorists, particularly age 39, short gray hair, gray beard, and Mississippi drawl. Thank you.
She knows
Who
him.
Who was it? Was that you? Thank you, dear. Nice blurt. Yeah, you got that blurting kind of line. I need that. Obama is using the presidency as a stepping stone to talk show host. He appeared on every network and QVC and Home Shopping network on Sunday. Everything except Fox, where he pitched a reality show, actually. So Barack after Doc, they're going to call it. Sounds pretty good. Drug manufacturer offers rush-proof OxyContin. Comes an IQ-proof cap. Banks to bundle life insurance policies, and if we die, we die. The commander calls for Russian troops in Afghanistan for revenge of the fallen. I'm sorry. A new book. How about this? A new book reveals that when Bill Clinton saw Monica's thong, something snapped. Is that true, Mr. Clinton? He's denying it. He's here. Actually, we have Bill Clinton here today, and he's denying even being Bill Clinton. The good news, it was Boris Yeltsin hailing a cab in his underwear outside the White House. Not Bill. For the first time, it was not Bill. New book also on the Obamas says the phrase, yes, we can, came from Michelle's difficulties in having children, actually. Apparently, the president was a policy wonk in bed. So. And yet another book, Speechless, called George W. said of Obama, that cat isn't qualified, apparently confusing him with Sammy Davis Jr. But that cat sure can sing. I think
that's
what
right.
Went on. There's water on the moon, but it's only tap water. No bottled, so don't go. States take on acorn, but can't find where the nuts are buried. A medical watchdog group finds one-third of all MRIs scope the wrong end. And many people are mistakenly given dog scans. So, go figure. Pregnant Arkansas woman I say, pregnant Arkansas woman is pregnant again, or so she keeps saying to herself. Is it even possible to get pregnant while you're pregnant? I guess it is, because apparently she's pregnant.
I suppose.
And somehow she got pregnant again. That's it. She's nodding her head, yes, sir. From personal experience? Or? No, okay. I didn't even know that. Did you know that was? No point in celebrating, you know, really, if there's a pregnancy, if that's going to happen. Where was I? Oh, yeah, pregnant Arkansas. Biggest riots in Pittsburgh since the Pirates won 2 in a row. New hope for bad choreography as Ellen joins Idol. And Khloe Kardashian's marrying Lomar Odom. And if that makes sense to you, get a life. That's all the news that is. And thank you so much. Cover me, Jim. I'm going to the game.
Enjoy the game, Mike.
Thank you very much.